What if I told you the greatest deception in the Bible wasn't people openly rejecting God, but people rejecting him while still using his name? In Exodus 32, Israel doesn't turn to another God as most people think. Instead, they take the God who delivered them and replaced him with a different God while still calling it by his name. Instead, they take the God who delivered them and replace him with something that they made with their own hands. They didn't just redefine him, they rejected him and installed a substitute in his place. And then they said, "This is the God who brought you out of Egypt." In Exodus 32, Israel stands at the base of the mountain. God has already spoken. His voice shook the earth. His covenant was given. And yet, while Moses is on the mountain, the people turn to Aaron and say, "Make us gods to go before us." And then Aaron does something absolutely chilling. He takes their gold, melts it down, and then forms a calf. But here's the interesting part most people miss. They didn't say, "This is a different God." Nope, that's not what they said. They said, "This is the God who brought you out of Egypt." So they made their own God, but called it the same God. So they didn't openly reject him, as most people think. Instead, they did exactly what the church today does and recreated him. They took the invisible God and reshaped him into something visible, something controllable, something they could celebrate without trembling in fear. And then what did they do next? They sat down to eat, drink, and play, just like the church today. That's not random. That's actually covenant language. Eating, drinking, rising, participation, agreement, union. They entered into fellowship with an image they made with their own hands. Now watch the pattern, because this doesn't stay in Exodus. It echoes throughout scripture, throughout Bible prophecy, throughout our lives today. In the book of Revelation, there's another image. And the church doesn't just look at it, they align with it. They participate in it, and they receive its mark. Not a physical stamp, and not something injected, attached, or worn, but something far more dangerous. Allegiance. Because the mark is not something placed on or in the body. It's a condition of the heart, and the heart reveals it. Just like God's mark. Everybody knows God's mark is in the heart. The mark of the flesh, or serving the flesh and making the flesh your God, therefore making Satan your God, is also of the heart. Just like in Exodus, they couldn't carry a calf on their skin. They carried it in their agreement, in their worship, and in their participation. And then God says something that should stop each and every one of us cold. "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book." The same pattern, the same language, the same consequence. Now here's where it turns, because this isn't a story just about Israel, it's a mirror. What makes this so sobering is this is exactly what has taken place and is currently taking place in the church today. The modern church hasn't rejected God in an obvious way. No, it's much more cunning, deceitful, and dangerous. They have reshaped him. They've taken the same God and reshaped him and molded him into something more appealing. More appealing, more human-like, more tolerable of sin. They've just completely changed the real Jesus, the real God, the real spirit of the Bible. The Jesus Christ of the church today has been remade into something softer, something more agreeable to the flesh. The Holy Spirit has been turned into no more than a feeling, instead of the one who leads, convicts, and sanctifies. And forget about the Bible telling us over and over, even commanding us to fear God and fear Him alone. The God of the church today has been reduced to something manageable, predictable, and safe. And the deceptive, dangerous part is still called God, still called Jesus, still called the Holy Spirit. And just like the golden calf, a version that requires less surrender, less obedience, less humility, less repentance, and I could just keep going on and on. A version that people can gather around with, eat and drink with, celebrate, and still feel at peace while standing outside the covenant. And this, my friends, is the spirit of Antichrist. Remember, Antichrist simply means instead of. They've chosen their own version of Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit instead of the one in the Bible. Not a mysterious man rising in the future, but a spirit already at work. The fallen church, the deception, the lies, the wickedness. A counterfeit image standing in the place of the one true God. And where is that place? The temple of God, God's people in their hearts. Because the Antichrist doesn't come in an obvious fashion announcing, reject God, everyone. Do away with him. Reject him. Be done. Worship me. The Antichrist doesn't come like that. It comes saying, this is him, or I am he. Just like Sinai and the golden calf. And then Moses does something strange. He takes the golden calf, grinds it down into fine powder, scatters it over the waters, and then makes the people drink it. Have you ever asked yourself, why does Moses do that? Because what they formed outwardly with their own hands had to be taken inwardly. Their idol became their consumption, their corruption, and became internal. And this echoes once again. In Numbers chapter 5, the unfaithful bride drinks bitter water, and then her condition is revealed. Israel was the bride, the calf was the adultery, and the water revealed the truth. And here we are today, watching the same pattern unfold. A bride given over to an image, drinking what she created until what is hidden is exposed. This isn't about a statue. It never was. It's about a people who take the name of God, but remake his image and call it truth. And by the way, the word name in Hebrew also means mark or your covenant. So the question is not, would you worship a golden calf? The question is, have I accepted a version of God that was shaped by human hands? Because you see, the greatest deception is still calling God, God, Jesus, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, while redefining them into something else that they are not. So Israel didn't know they were rejecting God or abandoning God. Not at all. They just made a version of God that they could accept, that they could live with. And that, my friends, is exactly what the church of today has done. Just like Israel, just like the golden calf. If these messages bless you, please consider sowing a gift into what I do. I'm 100% viewer supported. Help me to continue reaching the lost all over the world with the true message of Jesus Christ and the teaching of true Bible prophecy. Again, I'm 100% viewer supported. My support has been down for a really long time. This is what I do full time. I'm in desperate need of your guys' help. Please consider that gift. You can do so via PayPal or my PO box. The information is on the screen. You can support me via PayPal, Venmo, Patreon, or by postal mail, some of you know as snail mail. All of that information is in the About section here on YouTube. It's also on my website, truthhuntersshow.com. I have everything already hyperlinked there. In fact, go over to my website so you can be sure to get all of my updates I have people write to me and comment all the time. They don't get my updates. That's because I'm hindered. So go to my free WordPress website. There's no spam, no ads, nothing. It's completely 100% free. TruthHuntersShow.com and sign up. Just drop your email address in there and you will get every notification every time I make a post and all of my updates. So make sure you go over there. Subscribe, TruthHuntersShow.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this message. Don't forget, this is so important. YouTube bases whether or not they circulate these videos by likes and comments, also hypes. So make sure you leave a like, a comment, and if you see the hype option, it's usually on the lower left or lower middle right below the video. It'll say hype. Make sure you click it. I think you can click it a whole bunch of times, like for a period of 3 days. It really helps the videos out. Not everyone has that option, but look for it every time I upload just in case, because it greatly helps the videos. It's a fairly new feature that YouTube has been testing now for a little while. So make sure you give it a comment, a thumbs up, and also a hype if you see the hype button down there. God bless all of you. Don't forget to study the Bible for yourself. Study it prayerfully. Study the words. Don't just read it. Study the words and what they mean prayerfully, because then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.